Ukraine security issue.
As of the 6th of May, the 72nd day of Ukraine's heroic defense, almost 25,000 Russian troops had been killed in action. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported the Russian army had also lost more than 1,100 tanks, almost 2,700 armored battle vehicles, more than 500 artillery systems, almost 200 fixed-wing aircraft, and 155 helicopters. According to the report, a Russian Navy vessel exploded near Zmiiny Island in the Black Sea, and some Ukrainian media said it was a frigate. Meanwhile, the Russian army is gearing up for a massive offensive in the Luhansk region, aiming to break through to its biggest cities. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, the invaders are expected to hurl all effort there during the next 3 to 4 days. At present, about 50,000 civilians who stay there remain under fire around the clock. The war often makes teenagers come of age overnight. Lisa, 15, drove a car more than 30 kilometers, saving four wounded grown-up residents of Popasna, Luhansk region. Russian soldiers shot at the car and badly wounded the driver, so she took over the wheel. She drove on even after she got bullet wounds in both legs. I had to take over the wheel and drive on to Bakhmut. Landmines lay checkerwise on the road, and it was just impossible to get through, but I did it. Then I drove past a woman's body and a pole that lay across the road. Then they shot at us and hit my legs. The engine stopped, but I managed to restart it and we drove on. Finally, the engine died because a bullet hit the accumulator. An evacuation train brought Lisa and other Ukrainians who likely fled the constant shelling in the Donbas to Lviv, and she is now in hospital. Almost 500 civilians have been evacuated from Mariupol, and a lot more are waiting for the next stage of evacuation. There are still hundreds of women, children and elderly people in the basements of the Azovstal steelworks. Although most of the Russian troops have withdrawn from Mariupol, the city remains under incessant fire, and Azovstal, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders, is constantly stormed. The local authorities estimate the number of civilians killed in Mariupol at more than 22,000. The Russians have increased the number of intensity of air artillery and missile strikes on Ukrainian army positions and residential areas in the Zaporizhia region. In the Kharkiv region, fierce fighting continues in the Izum frontline area where Russian troops keep attacking Ukrainian positions, but retreat every time, sustaining heavy losses of personnel and materiel. Russian bombs and shells continue to strike apartment buildings and private houses in the Mykolaiv region, leaving more and more people homeless and keeping all their rest in constant fear. One of them, Luba, says that she and her neighbors run to the basement every time they hear a cannonade. There are holes in the walls of their apartments and no panes in the windows, but they do not leave their homes. Now we hide in basement all the time, in the day and at night. At first we didn't hide in the daytime, but now we do. The shelling wasn't so hard before, but now it is, and we are scared. One of the Ukrainian soldiers fighting in the Donbas told Ukrainian radio that he first encountered Russian soldiers back in 2014, and that it became clear to him then that they would not stop there, so he expected a big war. Now he is determined to fight until the last Russian invader is kicked out of the Ukrainian land. There is nothing human in them, and there is no name for what they are doing here. We see with our own eyes what they did to our villages, roads and infrastructure. We see the evacuation of peaceful civilians. Many of them are injured and battered. We see it all. We just have no way back. Looking forward to Ukrainian liberators, residents of the occupied southern city of Kherson are gathering for an action of protest against the Russian world on the 9th of May. According to Kherson Mayor Ihor Kulikhaev, all roads leading to and out of the Kherson region have been blocked for several days. The situation in the region is very tense. No one is allowed to get out. There are very many Russian roadblocks, as many as 47 on the road to Borislav that leads to Kryvyi Rih. Lviv. No one can leave. The occupiers say they won't let anyone in or out until May 11th. There are almost 200,000 people in Kherson. Nearly 40% of its residents have managed to leave the city in motorcades, despite the danger. Since the first day of the occupation, we haven't had a single green corridor through which we could safely evacuate our people, said Kherson Mayor Ihor Kulikhaev. It is in the south of Ukraine where the Russians have seized the greatest amounts of Ukrainian grain and agricultural machinery. The issue was discussed on Thursday at a meeting of the UN Security Council. Ukraine's permanent representative to the United Nations, Serhiy Kislytsia, said that the Russian occupiers are creating a food crisis in Ukraine, as well as other countries that depend on Ukrainian agricultural imports. That is one of their strategic goals, Kislytsia said, reiterating Kyiv's call on the international community for tougher sanctions against Russia that would help to stop the war, prevent a humanitarian disaster, and avert a global food crisis.